Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of inspiration will be provided by Brother Bryant Tansel. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Thank you very much. Happy Friday to you and your family. Happy Friday to our audience, and welcome to our program here at Grace Nurture this morning. I'm Brother Bryant Tansel, Central Church of Christ in Smyrna, Georgia. And I'll be leading our call this morning. Our topic is be a productive Christian. Be a productive Christian. So when I say productive, what are your thoughts? What are you thinking when I say productive? We know Proverbs 23:7 tells us, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So what's the meaning of being a productive Christian? It means achieving or producing a significant amount or result. So achieving or producing a significant amount or result. Taking and accepting God's input and delivering output or results. Output or results. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and look at a few verses here. So productive means producing something. What are you producing? Are you a caregiver producing comfort for those around you? Are you the source of family refuge, the only sense of settling disputes or arguments in the family? Are you creating value for an employer if you're in the workforce? Are you doing that by thinking of and suggesting new ways to do things or helping the company become more efficient by improving a process or adding or removing something? Colossians 3:17 tells us, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Christ. So we're producing so we can receive the reward of inheritance. We know we serve the Lord Christ. So how can we be productive for God? How do you focus on being the best version of you every single day? Not anybody else but you. Are you the only positive force in your environment? Or do you listen to doubtful, negative people who focus on what can't be accomplished? Now, people say these things confidently and convincingly. Do you double down on what they suggested, or are you a strategic thinker, a productive thinker? God made an abundance of everything. Very few things we need or want are scarce in our lives, if you think about it. Every time I'm out in the yard, I walk the dogs in the park. Just think about this. Imagine how animals have to constantly look for food and prepare for lean times, changing weather patterns, or even being consumed by other prey. Is there anything God created that can't be destroyed by man? Yes, it is everlasting life. So it can never be destroyed by man. Man might be able to keep you from achieving it by being not productive. By being not productive. Luke 8:11 said, the seed is the word of God. So God has already put his seed into each and every one of us. Seed needs sunlight to grow, not darkness. Seed needs water to grow. The body is 70% water. You have enough water in you to water the seed that God has planted. The question is, do you even recognize you have this water? Are you watering the seed of productivity that God has implanted in you? Take ownership of this body he's given you. Don't become stagnant. Don't fall away. Be productive. Be a productive Christian. 1 Peter 1:23 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. People say they have a lot of faith in God, but after having faith, our works must come into play. Every seed cast to the ground has to grow downward before it grows upward or sideways. So drive your prayers deeper. Drive your belief and faith in God deeper. Drive your works activity deeper. Many people stop growing in life, and we have to continue to study. Studying is a lifelong journey. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Excuse me there. So studying is a lifelong process. We must say affirmations over and over. So when negativism or doubt comes in, we don't tip over. We don't fall away. True spiritual productivity means that we must discipline ourselves, and we must be able to be refined over time. We must refine ourselves and refine our minds over time. Productivity. So don't have a negative thought pattern. No one wants to be around these people. Spend time focusing on what needs to be accomplished for the Lord. What's the end goal? So have the courage today to take a self-examination. Be critical of things you need to work on. God gives us answers to our questions before we even ask them. Don't allow yourself to be caught up in the fog of emotions and lose our focus on Him. Productivity. 1 John 5, we're going to look at 4 through 8 here, the time we have left. It says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" That is, that he came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. So what does it say about earth? Verse 8 leaves us with, "And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one." So as we come to a close this morning, make sure that your water, your blood, and your spirit are aligned with God. Affirm today that this is going to be a good day. It's going to be a productive day. And then go out there and make it happen. Go out there and be productive. And remember who's got your back in Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can be against us? And that's our message for today. With that, I will close us out with a word of prayer, and I thank you for listening. And we always wish you and your family well. Being a Christian is a great responsibility. Let's take it seriously. Let's go out there and produce all the goodness we can. Father, thank you for our message this morning. We pray that it touched the lives of all the audience, and every one of us can do a self-examination to see how we can be more productive, how we can show up and be the very best version of ourselves, Lord. And there's not a single individual or person that can improve in some way, whether it's speaking positivity to something. You may be disabled even in a wheelchair, and people are coming to you for advice, or people are around you and you see someone in a bad way. Just saying a prayer with them maybe can help get through the situation. Just using your faith, your Christianity to help someone else cross over a bridge that they can't see to the other side of. Father, all these gifts that we give other people come back to us tenfold. We know that. We know that as Christians. We know that we should be outward-looking people and inward-looking people, but we have to change ourselves and focus on being the best version of you before we can help all other people. Keep our minds healthy, Lord. Keep our faith strong. Keep our soul healthy. Keep our water full and our blood flowing like a river stream, and also continue to work on our spirit. That's the long-term goal. That's the everlasting goal. Lord, all these folks on the call, you know the needs of the lovely people and the families. It's a tougher time of year for some people and others. There's a lot of abundance of everything, Lord. We pray for the ministers that bring our messages. Thank you for them and their families. Keep them safe, healthy, and strong. Thank you for Sister Danielle and all she does to keep our program working and functioning. And sometimes there's tech challenges, but we continue to press on, Lord. The devil's never going to get on our way and stop us. We know that because you're on our side. So let's all go out and have a productive day today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.